Chapter 12. The Burden of the Word of Jehovah Concerning Israel. Thus saith Jehovah, who stretcheth out the heavens, and layeth the foundation of the earth, and formeth the spirit of man within him. Behold, I will make Jerusalem a cup of bewilderment unto all the peoples round about, and also against Judah shall it be in the siege against Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will make Jerusalem a burdensome stone unto all peoples. All that burden themselves with it shall certainly be wounded, and all the nations of the earth shall be assembled together against it. In that day, saith Jehovah, I will smite every horse with astonishment, and his rider with madness. But I will open mine eyes upon the house of Judah, and will smite every horse of the peoples with blindness. And the leaders of Judah shall say in their heart, The inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength through Jehovah of hosts, their God. In that day will I make the leaders of Judah like a hearth of fire among wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheaf, and they shall devour all the peoples round about, on the right hand and on the left. And Jerusalem shall dwell again in her own place, in Jerusalem. And Jehovah shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem be not magnified over Judah. In that day will Jehovah defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that stumbleth among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David as God, as the angel of Jehovah before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all the nations that come against Jerusalem. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplications. And they shall look on me whom they pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for an only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn, every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart, all the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart.